welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Great to be with you today. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm excited to be here with you today. Today, we're talking about hustling and networking. We're going to talk about how to network with other agents for your agency's success. Today is sponsored by ePay Policy, the only payment system in the insurance game. Other people might claim to cater to insurance. They don't like these guys. Go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on payment processing. It'll get you hooked up and give you a little sprinkling of the reasons that you should be using ePay Policy. We use them. And let me tell you, there's things in there that people that don't work in insurance wouldn't even know to put in there. So check them out. If you're using a different provider, it won't take you long to switch. Go on there and schedule a demo. TheInsuranceStream.com, services for your agency. Click on payment processing. We appreciate the sponsorship from ePay Policy. All right, so on today's daily insurance meditation, we're talking about hustle and network, how to network with other agents for your success. There's a lot of different ways to do this, okay? You can go out and you can do the old school game of, hi, I'm Abe, and I'm with XYZ Insurance Agency, and I'm wondering if you'd be willing to send me referrals. And you will get referral partners that way. You'll become friends with them, and likely they'll like you on an individual personal basis, and they'll send you deals. That is certainly a way to do it. I'm a big fan of commission splits. Okay, you send me things, I will give you X amount up front and X amount every year for renewal. Okay, my agency does that with agents all over the country. And yesterday we got a towing and automotive risk in, to quote, out of Missouri. We've had roofers come to us, we've had general contractors come to us. We had a private investigating firm come to us. There's all sorts of these little odds and ends that, you know, sometimes other agents don't have market for. And my pitch is, when I go talk to these other agency owners, you know, I will pay you. I will pay you commission up front. I will pay you commission on the backside. And we will pay you residual. So we will pay you every single year that this policy renews. And they're like, for stuff that I was going to throw in the garbage? Yeah. And you got to be careful. You don't want any adverse risk, right? You need to find your agency partners that are going to send things that are just outside their appetite. You know, maybe they specialize in one thing, or maybe they're a personal lines agency and they really don't want to do commercial. Maybe they specialize in construction contractors and they don't want to do, you know, gas stations or retail shops or barber salons or, you know, beauticians or whatever. They don't want to do that kind of stuff. Those are really the referral partners that you're looking for, is the niche agencies, the smaller agencies, and in my case, and I recommend your case too, the agencies that are looking to drum up some extra revenue and have some growth. So that is how we do it. There are certainly other ways to do it. Like I said, you can beat the pavement, go shake hands. You'll probably build up some good contacts. That's another, you know, and I'm not trying to discourage people from these, you know, networking relationships that aren't financially driven. But, you know I speak for myself that if I've got two options and one's going to pay me money and the other one is not, guess which one I'm going to take, just me personally. But, you know, there's all sorts of ways to do it. But don't be afraid to pick up the phone, stop into their office, say hello, bring a business card. I want to be your friend. Anything we can do to work together, I am here to do. And, you know, and on the same token, like if I have something that, you know, I don't use, I'll send it to other agents. Or if it's a customer that I can't find a market for, or just something outside my wheelhouse, something I don't really understand, something with a lot of, you know, requirements that I'm not familiar with, I'll send those to other agents too. Obviously, that helps build that referral relationship, is when you're sending them stuff. So, you know, try to find agencies not only that you want to receive leads from, but find the agencies that you want to receive leads from that you also don't mind sending leads to, because that will get you a long, long way when it comes to developing referral relationships. This has been your daily insurance meditation.